Chairperson of the Pitani Carnival Committee, Ronnie Marks, said the committee has hosted a number of very successful carnival activities so far. He said everything is already in place for the Pre-Juve event, which is expected to kick off at midnight tonight at the Lakwa Boxing Plant.
Well, so far so good, and we're looking forward to a big weekend. We have organizing our trucks and sound systems and so on. We have people are ready, and we're starting out. Well, we have the pre-Juve party at the Boston plant. That's absolutely free. We're starting at about 11, 12 so. And then we're going straight into the Juve. On the road, we're jumping up from Lakwa right down to Chappies and back down the road again. And in the afternoon again, we have the street jump up.
Mr. Marks said the Juve will begin at 5 a.m. tomorrow and will be followed by the street jump up on Saturday afternoon.
Well, we're starting at about 5 a.m. for the Juve, and we're starting out at the Boston plant at Lakwa, and we're doing the usual route that is into the valley itself. We're passing the police station. If you know where Chappies Riverside is, we're taking a left leg, we're going to Richland Park, up to Chappies, and then back down the road, the street jump up. That would just be in Metro itself. Start by Mikey's, we go up by Chappies, and we come back down, maybe down to what we call the Glenside area there, and then back up the road again.
Mr. Marks encouraged everyone to come out to the Maracua Valley this weekend for the climax of the Pitani Carnival activities.
We're going to have a wonderful time. This is the warm-up for the main festival. But this is the biggest rural carnival and the hottest rural carnival in the country to come out and support. Well, just bring up my committee and the hard work that they're putting in, Carlos, Teddy, everybody, but we're going to have a wonderful weekend.
Chairperson of the Pitani Carnival Committee, Ronnie Max. With today's carnival update, I am Ricardo Wilson.